نرشد اللهم صل على
Today's dhikr, be specially careful of this point, that this is the last majlis of this Ramadan, the last gathering of the morning dhikr for this Ramadan, and a complete 1 year, we will have to wait for this again, and that is also if Allah wills. This one moment of this gathering, one moment, one second to sit like this, if you sit your whole life, you cannot compare to that one moment. Because this, these special moments which will never come again, the special mercy which is present now and it is falling down on us like rain, this will not come again. So in this majlis, be very careful, be alert, and with full attention, because we don't know when Allah's rahmah, mercy will come on us, and we may waste it in negligence, because this gathering will occur again. This is the final majlis, so every kalima recite with caution, carefully, and with attention and with love. And the more focus, more attention you give to this majlis, this is the last time we're doing this, and that's it. So loot and take as much as you can, and attain as much as fares as possible of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fares as possible. And consider this, that if this gathering comes, we'll have to wait a year, and that is upon Allah's grace that how the year passes, what are the conditions, do we stay alive, or will we be called back? So this is necessary to understand. Us gathering here together and sitting here in this form, in this way that we are remembering Allah, to this is called a halaka, gathering of dhikr, because we are sat in a gathering of dhikr, of Allah's remembrance. And this, with this name, we will be recognized. We are recognized with this name, with this title. And this is such a great gathering, such a great majlis, and it is very important and great gathering, the gathering of Allah's remembrance, dhikr, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon us, He has sent, assigned special angels right to this moment in time. Those special angels are assigned to this gathering to us, and on Allah's behalf, they've been sent special angels. And rather, we should consider that they are the CID, the proper cabinet of angels. This is the hadith I'm telling you. And they are sent to gatherings like this from Allah. Allah Ta'ala sends them for this reason, that go to this gathering and make a complete report, assessment and report, and bring it back to me. Imagine what a great statement, that no other gathering has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala done this with any other gathering. And this, for this dhikr majlis, which we call halaka dhikr, Allah Ta'ala has a very strong and excellent connection with this gathering. This is not a minor action that Allah Ta'ala is enabling us to do right now. So those angels who are called the CID, you could say the special select angels, then they create a report, they assemble a report, because Allah has given them energy, they go to our hearts, they penetrate, they understand our emotions, our feelings, they note it down, our love they note it, our passion they note it down, they observe, what is the talab, what's the request, what's the desire, what this person is sitting, what are their desires, to this extent they note down our needs, our hajat, that Allah, this person, he couldn't say to out of shame, but we saw in their heart that these are his needs, in distress, in a problem in this majlis. So when we will conclude this gathering, then they will fly, they will return, and they will go back to Allah and present themselves in Allah's court. Allah will say, tell me, did you go? Yes, Allah, we went there. Have you brought the report? Yes, Allah, we've compiled the report. Then that CID will present the complete report to Allah, comprehensive. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after hearing the whole report of every person, Allah will say, whatever their needs were, whatever difficulties they were in, whatever conditions surrounded them, give to them what they need. What a great majlis. And this happens in every single gathering, each time, repeatedly. Then after that, the special gathering of Allah, then they all do astaghfar for this gathering, for that majlis, for those people, they do astaghfar. And the worldly and hereafter all the affairs, all the hajat, the needs, Allah Ta'ala listens. And then Allah says a unique statement, O angels, bear witness. Subhanallah, O angels, bear witness that gathering that you have just come back from, I have forgiven all of them. I've forgiven all of them. Tell me, it's Ramadan, morning time, and with us this is happening. Then tell me what a great, great good fortune this is. This is called Halaqa Dhikr. Gathering of Dhikr. Don't miss this for the rest of the year. Allah's given a habit, morning and evening. Definitely come and join the gathering of Dhikr, okay? This gathering, which is called the Halaqa Dhikr, the assembly of Dhikr, this not just one hadith, there are many, many hadith that Allah Ta'ala has given to us with regards to and praising this gathering. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated, Hazrat Abu Hurairah, Abu Sayyid are both narrators of this hadith, that this is a very unique and excellent gathering, that when a person sits in Allah's remembrance, then suddenly the special angels, unique angels, they surround that gathering from all four sides, from all corners. And then they surround the gathering. Then after that, Allah Ta'ala's mercy envelops that gathering and seals that gathering. So the angels come, they surround the gathering. Allah's mercy envelops the gathering. On the hearts of those individuals in the gathering, Allah Ta'ala gives them sakina. Tell me what people they'll be. Alhamdulillah. So it's nothing to worry about. Such people who do the dhikr of Allah. And then Allah Ta'ala's sakina descends onto the hearts of those who are in the gathering. Then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says with pride, that look at my servants in the world, they are sitting and they are remembering me, Allah says. If you think and consider that Allah Ta'ala, why is He giving so much importance to His remembrance, dhikr? What's the reason? Why is it that beyond all the other actions, Allah says, Wala dhikrullahi akbar. Yes, Allah says all actions are good, but dhikr is dhikr. Remembrance is remembrance. It's the Quran that says this. Walla dhikrullahi akbar. So what's the reason for this? For which reason has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated dhikr? Like yesterday hadith I said to you that Allah ta'ala has mentioned with regards to Allah's remembrance, everything is excellent, high level. What's the reason for this? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put a great quality in His dhikr. And what is that quality? Kullu shayin saqalatan saqalatan qalbi dhikrullah. Subhanallah. That Allah ta'ala has for cleaning, purification, for everything to clean something, Allah has created a cleaning agent to purify. But especially for the heart, to clean the heart, you cannot wash the heart with anything else. For this, Allah Ta'ala has created a special polish, and that polish is dhikrullah, the remembrance of Allah. Why? Because dhikr, Allah's remembrance, due to the purification done by dhikr, dhikr has been given importance. What does it do? That place, it is cleaning and keeping it pure, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I am not anywhere, you can only find me, I can only be present in the heart of the believer. All of Allah's magnificence, Allah's spirituality, Allah's splendor, all acceptance of deeds, everything depends on the cleanliness and purification of your heart. The more your heart is clean, pure, the more your deeds will be excellent and they will be sparkling. Allah makes us pray salah. What does it depend on? Our heart. Allah enables us to pray salah. Allah enables us to read Quran. It depends on what? The state of our heart. Whatever action Allah Ta'ala enables us to do, all of those deeds, everything is related and connected to the heart of that individual. So those whose hearts, the more they are clean, the more that deed action will become great and elevated and higher in status. And further, and that individual then attains his objective. For this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given importance to dhikr in every way you see, so that through dhikr, the individual always keeps his heart clean and pure, and whatever deeds he performs, they arrive to the court of Allah and become accepted. So those people who don't do dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah, and they keep practicing and doing actions, then what is their condition? It is like, for example, you have clothes that you wear that are dirty, impure, and you're wearing those clothes but they're dirty, they're stained, and then you go to a party, a gathering, and everyone laughs. Same way, when an individual with a dirty heart practices deeds, then all the angels, they sort of look at him and say to him that, what are you doing, O individual? You're such a person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created water, given you soap and clothes, but it's like the individual who walks around with dirty clothes. Allah ta'ala has given you such a great detergent, cleaning agent, and prepared for your cleanliness. There's no great action than this, and even then you are wandering around with your dirty heart, and you're prostrating with that heart, dirty heart. You remember Allah with that dirty heart? So my brothers, pay attention to this. Focus on this. Reflect on this, for the cleanliness of the heart. Every moment we have a necessity to clean the heart, not just in the morning or in the evening. Every second, every minute we need to clean the heart. Why? Because the heart is the place where Allah Ta'ala's magnificence and greatness descends. The whole of Ramadan, what has happened? The whole of the feeling and emotion of Ramadan has come where? In the heart. And all the Quran that you completed, where did it come to? The heart, the benefit. All the khirat, sadaqah, charity, where has all the benefit gone? To the heart. Everything is related to the heart of the individual, where the magnificence of Allah comes. So you have to be concerned, worried about cleaning and purifying the heart. And that's why it's stated that every moment, walking and wandering around, wherever you are, keep your heart clean. So such a great importance of Allah's dhikr. Don't consider it a minor, insignificant. There are more than 100 hadith where Allah Ta'ala spoke, told us about, do my dhikr, remember me, do my dhikr. So this action, which we have become habitual in Ramadan in doing, keep it constant, ongoing afterwards.
Surah Al-Ikhlas, Surah Al-Fatiha. Alhamdulillah. حسبنا الله حسبنا الله حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى ونعم النصير حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل ونعم النصير حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل المولى ونعم النصير يا حبيب في يدري بلطفك الغفير يا غبي في يدركني بلطفك الغبي يا غبي في يدركني بلطفك الغبي يا خفي في يدركني بلطفك الغفير Ya baqiyatul baqi kullu man yahab yabqa wajhu rabbika sallallahu alayhi wa Ya baqiyatul baqi Ya baki antal baki Ya baki antal baki Ya baki antal baki La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. La hawla wa la
These are from the treasures of paradise.
So all of these kalamat, all of these verses, statements are alive. They do not finish after you recite them. In the Quran it says, baqiyatu salihat. In the same way they remain alive, existence, as you continue to read. When these verses emanate from our tongues, from our mouths, then they float and rise up into the atmosphere. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destined places for them in paradise where they remain. So this kalima that we will recite, that we're reciting, will go up there and will be protected. And anything happens from the individual afterwards with sins, etc., it doesn't matter. These kalima do not disappear. The thawab definitely arrives to that person. This is their great achievement that we are reciting, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Then it gets protected. It gets protected. And if you recite it tomorrow, it'll get protected. But the kalimat recited in Ramadan compared to the other normal days cannot be the same. Their destination is different and their destination is different. The two, they're different.
SubhanAllah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah.
Said to you in the beginning that today's dhikr will be different and unique. And this dhikr will continue until Ishraq today. And if anyone is feeling drowsy or tired, then go and do wudu and then come back and sit down. But sit attentively, alert. Today, Ramadan's Umrah and Hajj Thawab will also be attained, inshallah.
La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin.
For us, that we send them a treasure, a gift, and they remember us in their graves in the phase of barzakh. But due to the occupation and business in this world, we forget them. It's a very simple method that today's dhikr, I will tell you the method, that all the kalimats that we're reciting, the thawab, we cannot imagine the reward of these kalimat. So all you have to do is just one action, is that in your thinking, when you are reciting the kalima, then that kalima, the thawab, the reward, make an intention near that I will send this reward to my deceased father, mother, grandfather, grandmother, nanny, your father-in-law, your mother-in-law, all of your friends, your relatives, whoever comes in your mind alongside reciting the kalima, make the niyyah that Allah, this reward, please deliver and give to them. And they will rejoice today in Ramadan, alhamdulillah, and your right will be fulfilled, that you fulfilled the haqq. Okay, and one thing be careful of, it's not necessary that that person dies and then you give the thawab to them. Allah Ta'ala may allow that your mother and father are alive and are healthy. Even they have a need because they are still alive, but when they are going to the grave, then already this reward will have gone to them. So then they'll be surprised that my son in advance sent this reward to me. And don't forget them. You have to recite the kalimat anyway. So why not keep on giving someone the reward at the same time and get their forgiveness?
La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin. Ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika astaghfir. 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 Ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika يا حي يا قيوم يا غني يا حي يا قيوم يا غني يا الله يا رحمن يا رزاق الله يا الله يا رحمن يا رزاق الله
This kalima has a unique status and glory. In other words, two lights are combined here. One is the light of dhikr of Allah, and the second is the light of Durood Sharif. So in one time, you get both rewards combined. Subhanallah.
Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, sallallahu ala Muhammad.
Hazrat Khwaja Sirajuddin rahmatullahi alayhi, may Allah have mercy on him, he used to prescribe this wazifa recitation for those people who were experiencing delay in getting married. So this wazifa he would prescribe to people, give to them. So you also can utilize this wazifa recitation. Not for the second wedding marriage, for the first marriage. Yeah. So the method is that after every salah, first recite Durood Sharif, and at the end Durood Sharif, and in between recite this kalima 11 times. Ya Allahu, Ya Rahman, or Ya Rahim. InshaAllah, the conclusion will come very quickly and soon.
Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. وَهُوَ لَهُ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ لا شريك له له وله الحمد وهو له شيء قدير لا إله إلا الله الحق المبين لا إله إلا الله الملك الحق المبين لا إله إلا الله الملك الحق لا إله إلا الله الملك الحق لا إله إلا الله نرشيف نحن صلى الله وسلم تسليما دائما يا قاضي الحاجات يا غافي الهمة يا دافي البلية يا هل المشكلة يا منزل البلاء يا منزل يا نبي درجة يا خير الهدي يا خير الناظرين يا جابي الأمر يا شافي الأمر يا شافي الأمراء يا مجيب الدعوة يا مجيب يا مجيب برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين برحمتك يا أرحم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم آمين اللهم آمين اللهم آمين Do you? مراقبہ فرمائے رمضان کا آخری مراقبہ, دل کی تفسوچا فرمائے, دل میں دل کی زبان کے ساتھ اللہ 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 کا ذکر فرمائے. ریمبر دیٹ سبحان تعالی ان یور ہارٹ ود دی ٹنگ آف یور ہارٹ سے ان یور مائنڈ اللہ اللہ اللہ. بسم اللہ الحمد للہ دروشی پڑھ لیں الحمد ماما بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمد للہ رب العالمین الصلاۃ والسلام علی سید المرسلین علی یا اللہ بار بار رمضان نصیب فرما, یا اللہ رمضان کے جو برکات میں نصیب فرمائے, پورا سال کی برکتیں نصیب فرما, یا اللہ اس رمضان کے صاحب میں زندگی نصیب فرما, جتنی نعمات فضل نے دی میرے مرا پورے سال اس کا عطا فرما, یا اللہ اس کی برکت سے ہمارے رزق میں برکت نصیب فرما, ہماری صحت میں برکت نصیب فرما, ہماری مشکلاتوں کو آسان فرما, ہماری روحانی درجات بلند فرما, یا اللہ ہماری روحانی درجات بلند فرما, اپنا قرب نصیب فرما, اپنا قرب نصیب فرما, اے میرے مولا اپنا قرب نصیب فرما, تمام قصائد اخلاق ہمیں دور فرما, غزہ اور اخلاق حمیدہ ہمیں نصیب فرما, اے میرے مولا ہمیں اچھا مسلمان انسان بنا, یا کریم ہماری زندگی میں برکت نصیب فرما, ہمارے اولادوں میں برکت نصیب فرما, ہماری آنکھوں میں برکت نصیب فرما, ہمارے کانوں میں برکت نصیب فرما, ہمارے عمل میں برکت نصیب فرما, ہمارے ثواب میں برکت نصیب فرما, ہمارے گھروں میں برکت نصیب فرما, ہمارے اخلاق میں برکت نصیب فرما, یا اللہ ہمارے قلوب کو منور فرما, یا اللہ ہمارے باطن کو پاکیزہ فرما, یا اللہ ہمارے درجات بلند فرما, ہمارے بوجھ ہلکے فرما, ہمارے کام آسان فرما, ہمارے قرضوں سے نجات عطا فرما, مصیبتوں سے نجات عطا فرما, یا اللہ تمام حاجات جو ہم جانتے ہیں تمام حاجات کو پوری فرما, یا اللہ یہ رمضان کی آخری صبح ہے, یا اللہ ہم ادا کرتے ہیں صبح کو, یا کریم تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے آج کی ساری نعمتیں عطا فرما, تیری دی توفیق کو طاقت سے میرے مولا ہم بیٹھ کے ذکر کر سکے, ان تمامات کو قلوب قبول فرما, ان تمام ثواب میرے مولا تمام ثواب خود سے نقشبندی مجدیہ مرتضویہ کے اتنے مشاہد عطا فرما, بالخصوص جس کی برکت سے جس کی رحمت سے میرے مولا ہمیں نام نصیب ہوا, ہمارے شیخ حضرت علی مرتضیٰ رحمۃ اللہ کو بلند تر بلند مقام نصیب فرما, ان کے فیض کو جاری فرما, ان کے خاندان سے اور دین اللہ پیدا فرما, یا اللہ ان کے خالقوں کو بلند فرما, یا اللہ ان کا پریشان شان مرتبہ شان عطا فرما, یا اللہ مرفت تمام مشاہد نشمت کا شان عطا فرما, یا کریم آخرت میں ان کے جھنڈے کے ساتھ اٹھا, اے میرے مولا ہمراہ میں جنت میں داخل فرما, یا اللہ ان کو قرب خاص نصیب فرما, اور ان کو نبی پر قربات قربت نصیب فرما, اے میرے مولا فضل سے کرم سے رحمت سے میرے مولا تو ہماری دعاؤں قبول فرما, ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما, ہمارے پورے خاندان کی بخشش فرما, یا اللہ ہمارے بچے بچی کی بخشش فرما, یا اللہ ہمارے تمام دوست احباب جو ہمارے ساتھ زندہ و مردہ تھے سب کی بخشش فرما, جن لوگوں نے ہم پہ احسانات کیے میرے مولا ان پہ بخشش فرما, یا اللہ جن کے ہم پر احسانات تھے ان کی بخشش فرما, یا اللہ جن کے ساتھ ہم نے زیادتیں کی اخلاقاً زبانی جس طریقے سے میرے مولا اس دنیا سے جا چکے ہیں میرے مولا ان کو تو ہم سے راضی فرما, ان کو تو ہم سے راضی فرما, قیامت میں ہم سے زندگی نہ عطا فرما, اے رحیم تو جب ہم دنیا سے جائیں تو بالکل پاک صاف, کسی کا قرض ہمارے ذمے نہ ہو, کسی کے ہمارا ذمے کوئی ایسی چیز نہ ہو جو رکاوٹ بنے تیری محبت میں اور آخرت میں, مولا ہمیں بالکل پاک صاف موت نصیب فرما, پاکیزہ زندگی بہت نصیب فرما, ایمان والی موت نصیب فرما, یا کریم بہت آسانی سے اپنے پاس میں بلا لے میرے مولا, ہر فتنے سے ہمیں محفوظ فرما, جب اس دنیا کو فتنوں میں گھر جائے میرے مولا اس سے قبل تو ہم اس دنیا سے اٹھا لیں میرے مولا, کسی دنیا کی فتنے میں ہم مبتلا نہ فرمایا, تو ہمیں ان فتنوں سے پہلے اپنے پاس بلا لے میرے مولا, یا کریم ہمارے اولادوں کو ہماری آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا, جو ہمارے گھروں میں بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما, جن کی میرے مولا شادیوں کے منتظر ان کو اچھے جوڑے نصیب فرما, یا اللہ ان کو اچھے جوڑے نصیب فرما, یا اللہ ان کو اچھے جوڑے نصیب فرما, یا کریم جو بے اولاد ہیں ان کو اولاد نصیب فرما اور اولاد صالحہ نصیب فرما, اور تمام ہمارے خواہشات کو پورا فرما, یا اللہ ہمارے رزقوں میں برکت نصیب فرما, آسودگی نصیب فرما, اے میرے مولا تو اپنے فضل کرم سے اپنے تمام تمام ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما, جو نہیں مانگ سکے وہ بھی عطا فرما. یا اللہ ابھی دن باقی ہے, شام باقی ہے, سارا دن اور ساری شام تک میرے مولا ہمیں مستعد عبادت میں مصروف فرما, اور اس دن کو پوری طریقے سے میرے مولا ہمیں گزارنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد وعلیہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین. سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون, وسلام علی المرسلین, والحمد للہ رب العالمین. آمین.